请咱献开咱的圣经，列王纪上第一章第五节到第十节。
Let us open our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5 to 10.
列王纪上第一章第五节到第十节。迄时，哈吉的囝阿多尼亚自尊讲：“我的确做王。”就为家己备办车轮、车牛、马兵，佮派五十人伫伊前头奔跑。伊老爸所来无有予伊要求讲，你是做啥物呢？伊真准备生伫阿萨龙以后，阿多尼亚。甲前路亚的囝约押，甲这是阿比阿他上意，两人就顺探伊，帮衬伊。但这是撒都亚何亚太的囝比拿亚先知拿单是妹，第一兵大别的。勇士拢无顺探阿多尼亚。一日，阿多尼亚伫温路街边，所以列盘石，伫遐害了牛羊、龟毒，请伊个正兄弟，就是王个正囝，并所有做王臣仆个犹太人。独独先知拿单甲比拿亚并勇士甲伊的兄弟所罗门就拢无有听。
Let us read together. Now Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. His father had never at any time displeased him by asking, "Why have you done such and so?" He was also a very handsome man, and he was born next after Absalom. He conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they followed Adonijah and helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and David's mighty men were not with Adonijah. Adonijah sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fattened cattle by the serpent stone, which is beside En-Rogel. And he invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the royal officials of Judah. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, or Benaiah, or the mighty men, or Solomon his brother.
啊！伫前一礼拜，咱思想了啊，大卫迄个时阵年老了。
Last week we talked about how David was already advanced in years.
然后咱前人啊年老的时阵，身躯真侪人慢慢的衰弱。
And we know it is natural that a person's body would deteriorate as he ages.
然后伫衰弱的时阵，伊应该就好好来备办交代，杀落去应该上啊退伊有法通来做王。
Now as someone's body grows weak, it is good for him to arrange to who will be succeeding him.
但是咱知影。这个时阵，大卫未公开设立怎啊做伊的继承者。
But we know at that time that David had not yet named a successor.
然后伫迄个时阵，经文写到迄个所在。
That is where our passage ended last time.
然后这个时阵呢，有件代志发生。
And right now, something else happened.
这个代志是讲到大卫另外一个囝，这个就叫做阿多尼亚。
David's other son, Adonijah,
然后伊这个时阵做一项代志。
Tried to do something else.
伊是叫人来去。叫有车有马兵，然后叫五十个人伫伊头前来行。
He gathered chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him.
然后因为这个时阵，伊要可以看到讲，哎，我要爱做王了。
Because he wants to show that he has every indication to become king.
然后这款的做法，亲像王有人咧游行三堂。
It is as if he is creating a parade to escort himself as king.
然后到路边，咱知影。 伊有真侪人爱伊啊。
We know that some people did take his side.
但是当然有一部分的人无爱伊。
While some others did not.
然后到落尾，伊就伫一个所在，然后伊就安排了一个宴席。
But he did prepare a feast.
然后伊伫这个陨落节的所在来请真侪大笔的神仆来。
And it was at En-Rogel that he hosted this banquet for a lot of David's men, but not Solomon. And he was trying to use this gathering as an opportunity for him to be crowned as king. But we know eventually that this road led to destruction. Because we know that Solomon was David's appointed successor, not Adonijah. And that is how Adonijah put himself onto the path to destruction.
So he
And this passage is the passage that tells us how he got onto that road in the first place. So today we will be discussing two main reasons that Adonijah got placed on the road to destruction. The first one is in the Bible. Let's look together. Let's look at verse 5 and 6. In verse 5 and 6 it says,
In verse 5 and 6 it says,
Now Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. His father had never at any time displeased him by asking, Why have you done thus and so? So you see one important thing that this passage is communicating. And that is that David had never questioned what Adonijah was doing.
So, 换句话讲哦，伊从来唔不向亚多尼亚要求啦。
In other words, he never grieved Adonijah.
我嚟讲，换句话讲，这个老爸吼，无嚟去插这个人呐。
In other words, this father never interfered with his child.
然后，伊讲这个囡仔要创啥物，伊就无嚟问到底你咧做啥，伊无问这个问题。
And whatever it was that the son did, the father would not question.
然后，伊些时阵无何伊嘅心感觉真正要求。
He did not displease his son.
因为吼。一个人来爱做什么，达行顺伊的心，达行顺伊的意，无免可以要求半项。
Because of course, someone is pleased when he gets to do whatever his heart desires.
所以换句话讲哦，亚多尼亚在这个时阵，为什么到落尾行灭亡的道路？因为伊无得到大笔对细项开始。
In other words, one reason that Adonijah was put on the path of destruction was that he never received fatherly instruction.
So,
brothers and sisters, some young people might find that it's a good thing when his parents does not question what he does. And a lot of children prefer that. But today I want to say, brothers and sisters, that sometimes when our parents correct us and displease us by telling us what to do, it could be good for us. Why? Because that temporary displeasure could result in long-term blessings. And why is that?
人啊，本身出世吼，兄弟姊妹，伊是罪人啊。
Children are born sinners.
有影，Sigmund Freud 伊讲强大志。
It's true that Sigmund Freud once said.
伊讲到人哦，亲像一个白纸。
That people are born a blank slate.
然后伊是一个白纸，然后伊的经验，伊的接触。
And that it is our experiences and our background that writes who we are. But I think Sigmund Freud missed out on one thing. And that is? Well, it is true that we learn a lot of things based on our experience and perspective.
但是你到路尾，你干那是你用这个做这项代志，迄个唔是你有法当透过经验来诶。
The reason behind our actions is actually not based on experience.
兄弟姊妹，你看世界上偌侪真歹诶人啊
！Brothers and sisters, imagine the number of evil people in the world.
伊有法当学真侪物件，伊头壳真巧啊
！They're very smart people, and they learn so many different ways and skills.
但是无常是因为人本身出世有罪性啊。
But it is because he was born with a sinful nature.
然后，大家人爱伊顺伊的意去做的时阵，到路尾吼，兄弟姐妹，伊就行伊家己行的路。
And it is because we all want to serve our own selfish desires that we walk the path we do.
所以，因为这个原因，人就用伊所学的知识，用伫唔对的所在。
And that is why people would learn skills and apply them wrongly.
所以，细汉吼，囡仔细汉的时阵，咱就管教。
And that is why young children ought to be disciplined.
所以我跟你讲啊，你不能看着囡仔真古锥。
Now, don't think that young children are cute. They may be cute.
但是我要跟你讲,
but let me tell you what.
囡仔的古锥囡仔是啥物?
Cuteness.
是叫做可爱的罪人啊。
Just makes them cute sinners.
然后伊哦，那讲个歹听淡薄，伊是可爱的魔鬼啊。
They are cute little demons.
所以你感觉哇，这大家自我真强啊，囡仔，我跟你讲。
And children are all born selfish.
哇，所以你感觉也古锥，也古锥，也古锥，哇，每下真古锥嘛。
It may seem that they are cute.
啊，我的囡仔，大家嘛古锥的，大家都话你大家人囡仔，我也古锥嘛。
Everyone thinks their own child is cute.
但是我跟你讲，伊内面是魔鬼啊。
But they're actually little demons inside. 那
是伊若无上帝，伊就惨嘛。
Without God, they would be in trouble.
所以父母应该就好好来管教。
And so parents ought to discipline their children.
所以囡仔来讲啊，我跟你讲，感谢上帝啊，人咧管教的时阵，你就感恩啊。
And we ought to give thanks when there are people to discipline us.
你有时你感觉父母干啊，甲我讲十点就戒严啊。
So why is it we have a 10 o'clock curfew?
然后你就讲，哎，别个囡仔，我因父母讲十暗暝十。暗暝一点多来也不要紧啊。
And you may compare that your friend has a 1 a.m. curfew.
我干啦，我到十点啊。
Why do I get a 10 p.m. curfew?
所以你无欢喜啊。
And it's very easy to feel. 而
且你老爸跟你讲什么，你那爱你做伊囝，你唔能做我的囝。
But often parents will say, well, if you want, let them adopt you.
啊，你那假使是我的囝，你都乖乖十点多来啊。
As long as you're my child, you come home at 10.
我跟你讲啊，有我当何管教吼，这个就感恩啊。
It's actually a blessing to be disciplined.
我的囝即个蛋蛋啊
，Now Dan，
啊有一摆啊，伊即几年跟我们讲讲代志，应该旧年讲啊。
Recently did something, and I think I mentioned it last year.
无无，伊旧年讲的话。
He mentioned something last year.
你知影我的囡仔内面啊
？So among my children，
蛋蛋是属于迄个头壳底端的迄个。
Dan was the most stubborn.
是头壳端的。
He was the most stubborn.
然后伊最汉啊。
And when he was a little kid,
你知我咧创啥物啊
？What we would do?
啊，我甲伊抓咧，甲伊抓甲牙眼啊，所以很顺，我甲伊抓甲牙眼啊。
To hug him very tight.
然后抓到伊万死大眼，伊就要对我咧手内面直直干呐，直直要甲伊强强用伊方法甲伊走出来。
And he would try very hard to squirm his way out.
但是我喏无咧插伊，就是甲伊强强抓咧。
But we will refuse to let him out.
所以我喏伫迄个所在有迄个叫做 power struggle.
And we would have a power struggle.
哇，甲伊强强要出来，我就强强甲伊抓。
And he would try to get out, and we would try to keep him in there.
然后 Hansi 就该讲一句话。
And then Hansi taught him.
用你讲啊，讲爸爸请放。
Just say please let go.
啊，你讲爸爸请放，爸爸才死放。
Dad, please let go, and then I'll let go.
啊，伊就是唔讲啊。
But he absolutely refused to say that.
所以我就强强甲伊抓。
And so we forced him in our arms.
所以啊，到落尾伊未赢我，迄时阵我也大个啊。
And since he was just a toddler, he couldn't win.
啊，伊才是输的啊。
And he couldn't win by sheer strength.
落尾甲讲，请放爸爸。
And eventually he had to say, Dad, please let go.
啊，我就放了。
And so I let go.
所以我是安尼的啊。
And that is how we taught.
所以去年讲一句话，去年伊讲的话啊。
And last year he said.
伊讲，用爸爸妈妈。
Dad, mom.
用为什么我很对头壳吼？
Why am I so stubborn?
现在哦，和你教教较乖淡薄啊。
But now I'm better.
啊，跟你讲哦，因为吼、哦，就是唔讲请放，到落尾就乖乖讲请放。
And it was probably because he was forced to do certain things.
啥事情呗？一乱吼，我唔放你。
No, brothers and sisters, we refused to let go, no matter how hard he cried.
我跟你讲，囡仔巧啊要死啊。
And do you know that children are smart?
啊，囡仔也敖。找时间哭，你知无
？They like to choose the most opportune moment to cry。
我你讲有真侪囡仔要得到一个物件吼， If
they want something that you won't give them, they will choose to cry about it when you have guests.
所以呢，迄个爸母讲，哎呀，不要陪着真歹势，这囡仔哭讲，哦，OK，OK，OK，OK，哦。
So that their parents would feel bad about it and just give him whatever he wants.
所以我跟你讲，爸母注意一项。
So parents, take note.
伊咧哭偌方面，你插伊。
Let them cry.
可以哭。
Let them cry all they want.
啊，你免惊歹势。
It's okay, you don't have to feel shy about it. Because that fear of embarrassment could lead to actually harming your child. Because children are good at manipulation.
They
can find just the right time to ask for something. And so, displease your children if you have to.
当然不是无代无志，直直可以要求啊。
Now I'm not saying that you intentionally displease your children.
因为这所在讲啊，一所来无何伊忧闷，无讲讲什么啊？你是在做什么？你看到？
Here it says that never in Adonijah's life did David ever ask why his son was doing thus and so.
因为大笔无得改。
David never disciplined him.
所以我跟你讲啊，兄弟姊妹少年呢。
And so, young people, brothers and sisters.
趁现在父母也咧教你，和你要求你就干呐，就感恩。
If you are still under your parents' authority and they are teaching you, that is a blessing.
但是呢，我要给提一项代志。
But I want to mention something else.
大笔是最王啊。
David was king.
对不？ Right?
David was king. Now he was a very busy man. Now he could have said that he was too busy to discipline his child. But I want to say that God led the authors of 1 Kings to mention that David had never at any time displeased Adonijah. And or asked, what have you done thus and so?
换句话讲,
in other words,
那个管教的责任在上帝的眼光，永远归在大笔底。
No matter how busy they are, David still had the responsibility to discipline his child.
所以兄弟姐妹，无论偌无闲啊。
So brothers and sisters, no matter how busy we are,
然后唔通无管教咱的囡仔。
We should not refuse to train our children well.
这是咱做父母的责任。
Because that is our responsibility as parents.
这个都起真条啊。
That is something to hang on to.
咱若假使若无起真条这样代志。
If we do not hang on to this responsibility.
然后我跟你讲，现在真做父母吼。
And a lot of parents just delegate child rearing to the yaya. Or maybe the responsibility to the grandparents. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, it's still the parents' responsibility towards God. And so those who are parents ought to take up that responsibility of disciplining their own children. It is not the school's job. It is not the church's job.
你看大笔无论伊偌无闲，伊无教，无时间能教。我跟你讲，上帝永远掌大笔。
Because no matter how busy David was with his kingdom, God still held him responsible for Adonijah's behavior.
所以兄弟姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
责任在咱底啊。
We have the responsibility.
无贵啊。
And it's not an easy responsibility.
你知影现在中国啊？
In China.
啊，我感觉讲真大问题啊！
They're having a big problem.
因为现在大问题伫倒咯，因为伊甲早时伫八十年代开始，伊是一主一体的制度。
Because of the one-child policy that started in the 80s.
然后所以话囡仔吼，是六个人咧听。
These children are spoiled by six people at a time.
我咧讲啊，伫八年、八十年代、九十年代出世的囡仔。
And that caused the kids who were born in the 80s and 90s.
然后，逐个人哦，有六个人，是两边的阿公阿妈甲爸母哦，咧过一个。So
each have two pairs of grandparents and a mom and a dad all spoiling them.
所以哦，阮因逐摆讲啥物啊？伊是叫做小皇帝啊。
And they always say that the child is the little emperor.
哇，我跟你讲，这囡仔爱啥物哦？伊是王啊，你知无？Because
the child gets to have whatever he wants.
我跟你讲，现在嘛是三等，伫菲律宾嘛是三等。
And it's often the case in the Philippines too.
就真侪爸母无咧教囡仔，因为为着趁钱，爸母都用真侪时间。
A lot of parents spend so much time trying to make more money so that they have no time left for their children. Now, there was one time when I watched a Jollibee commercial and I found it very interesting.
什么奇怪法啊?
Because
因为安公哦，带囡仔，伊的孙哦。
The grandfather would bring his grandchild to have chicken joy.
但是呢，伊眼光无喙齿啊。
But the grandpa did not have teeth.
你啊，真艰苦食真贵啊。
And of course, he had a hard time.
但是为
了
囡仔，伊就隆重顺顺顺。
But he had to do whatever he had to for the sake of the child.
但是我想来想去。
When I think about it.
我你讲眼光阿妈。
Grandparents.
注意讲代志。
Should be careful.
咱都好清楚，好知影囡仔
That we should acknowledge the responsibility of the parents in rearing their children. And grandparents are there just to help. Grandparents do not have the responsibility to discipline.
So I say, parents,
And so parents, since God has given you the gift of children, be responsible for raising them right and do not put that responsibility on someone else. David never did what he was supposed to do.
So, 到落尾吼，你注意去看，伊愈行愈远，因为伊爱什么，伊就做什么。
As a result, Adonijah was put on the road to destruction because he did whatever he wanted.
所以父母，咱就担起这个管教的责任。
Parents, discipline as you should.
然后囡仔当有父母来。管教你的时，咱就干啦，咱就感恩。
Children, be happy that there is someone to discipline you.
我今仔早起咧讲一堂的时阵，
讲一篇信息。So when I was teaching this earlier this morning,
然后我就看到下底吼，爸母咧看来看去，你知无
？I saw a lot of parents nudging each other and looking at each other.
然后佮看囝，讲伊讲囝哦，你看 curfew 哦 ，curfew 哦，我一看。
And a lot of them started to mumble curfew to their kids.
然后我看到囡仔。跟我讲到爸母的时阵，囡仔佮看爸母，唔敢指爸母了。
But by the time I was talking to the parents, the kids will just subtly look at them.
但是兄弟姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
无论咱偌无闲
，No matter how busy we are,
家庭是咱的责任。
Our family is our responsibility.
要你注意去看大笔到落尾，上帝是讲啥物啊？伊所来无啥物。
In the end, the Bible blamed David for displeasing his son. David probably had his share of excuses. He was busy. He was running away from Saul. He was busy with Absalom's rebellion. But in the Bible, it still shows that it was David's responsibility.
So,
And that is the first reason Adonijah was placed on the road to destruction. Second, is in verse 5. Let's look together. In verse 10, it says,
那个时阵，哈吉的子亚多尼亚自尊讲，我的确会做王，就为家己预备了车马兵，佮派50个人伫头前奔跑。
Now Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him.
到第六节，伊讲伊老爸素来无何伊，又问讲你是做啥物？伊是实在真俊美，生伫亚撒龙以后。
Verse 6 says, his father had never at any time displeased him by asking, what have you done thus and so? He was also a very handsome man, and he was born next after
Adonijah.
He conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest, and they followed Adonijah and helped him.
所以你注意去看，为什么这个亚多尼亚到路要行灭亡的路
？And so you see what another reason that Adonijah was put on the road to destruction.
头一个是因为伊无被管教着。
Well, firstly, he was because he lacked discipline.
第二项。
But secondly,
是伊自认为伊配的最王啊。
It's because he had a delusion that he was worthy.
因为在第五节里面真清楚讲什么啊
？Verse 10 clearly says.
伊讲到伊自尊啊。
Verse 5 rather, he says that he exalted himself.
代表伊家己。高估了自己啊！
He tried to think a big deal out of
himself. 然后伊家己想讲，哇，的确最王啊，是伊想的最王。
And he thought he would be king.
那弟兄们，伊等于讲一句话是。
Brothers and sisters, when Adonijah said this,
其实哦，伊有几个真客观的因素在这个所在。
There are actually a few objective things involved.
然后头一个客观的因素是什么
？The first objective fact.
就是大卫这个时阵也未设立王位啊。
Is that David had not appointed a successor?
所以无讲到上下最个。
He had never appointed one officially.
So, 换句话讲，有机会有影无
？And so it could have been Adonijah, right?
那假使某某人已经定了伊要做王，哎呀，我无咯，伊无机会咯。
Like it's possible that he would think he had no chance if David had already appointed someone else.
所以当大卫也未设立神啊是继承者的时阵，阿多尼亚想这个是我的机会啊。
But since David had never appointed anyone else, Adonijah thought it was his chance.
你知吗？这个是真明显，这个是这
情形客观的原因。
比如讲。
For example,
你看到一个真水的女的
if you see a pretty girl,
然后哎呀，你讲你要撩伊
and you want to court her,
哎，你刚发现哎呀有牵手了
but then you notice that she's married,
啊，这个咱唔通撩了
then you do not have anything to do with her,
因为伊已经干啦，已经结婚了
because she is already married,
对不？咱无迄个机会了
it's no longer our chance.
啊，假设你看到一个真水的女的
but if you see a pretty girl,
然后哎，伊也未结婚
but she's still single,
但是有男朋友
but she has a boyfriend,
你会做撩未
are you allowed to court her?
哈？会做未
？Are you allowed to court her？
有两款人啊。
No, there are two types of people.
头一款人讲啥物啊
？The first type would say，
也未结婚，我就有机会。
As long as she's single, I have a chance.
啊，所以呢，今天有男朋友不要紧啊，看卖双眼聊着，继续讲咯。
Well,
啊，一款人是安尼。
Best man win.
那有另外一款人讲啥物
？The other type of person，
哎呀，既然有男朋友了，那就唔通了。
Might choose not to court someone anymore，
既有这款人
对不？但
是当时结婚了，你完全就无机会了。
But it is when someone is married that the chances end。
我跟你讲，这个时代有真多真惨的人啊。
Now there are horrible people in this
generation。我看到人牵手了，又还要了啊。
There are people who still try to pursue married individuals。
我跟你讲啊，唔通去想八想啊，人啊牵手了，唔经插人经。
Remember that once someone is married, that's the end of the story.
对不？但是你要看到有迄个机会，说，哎，人想，哎，我可能也有嘛。
But as long as the position is open, people think they might have a chance.
所以代表这个时阵也未公开设立了继承人，所以这个是一个机会啊。
And since David had not appointed a successor yet, Adonijah had a chance.
这是第一的原因啊。
That was the first reason.
第二的原因啊。
The second fact.
这个阿多尼亚是排第四。
Is that Adonijah was the fourth in line?
头一个是暗论。
The first was Ammon.
那暗论本身，你会记得，伊走去创治伊一个丧爸无丧母的小妹。
Now you might remember that Amnon had raped his half sister Tamar.
所以到落尾，这个塔玛的阿兄亚撒龙跟暗论拍死。
And that is why Absalom, the full brother of Tamar, killed Amnon.
所以暗论无了。
And that's why Amnon is gone.
然后说起亚撒龙。
The second in line was Absalom.
那亚撒龙你也记得，这个是最未歹阿狗。
Absalom was also an outstanding young man.
但是后尾伊反叛伊老爸。
But he rebelled against his father.
然后到落尾，当伊咧逃走亚撒龙输的时阵逃走，伊头毛也碎，你也记得圣经讲。
And when he was running after David, and we know in the Bible he had wonderful hair.
然后落尾伊也正正死伫伊头毛顶。
That wonderful hair was what killed him.
就是将伊咧走的时阵哦，伊头毛甲互树枝。
Because his hair was tangled in a tree branch, and that's how he was caught. And that's how someone killed him. And so Absalom is gone too. And then you had
Gilead.
Now this person is seldom mentioned in the Bible.
So sometimes there are a lot of people who say this person is very small.就
继承了，无提到伊嘅代志。There are theories that this third son had died early on.
所以话出个时段，第二、第三无咯啊。
And so, in other words, the first three sons were already out of the equation.
然后伊本身伊是阿多尼亚是第四啊。
And Adonijah was the fourth son.
阿龙中无了，这个是我有机会不
？And so, wouldn't he think he had a chance?
啊，我有迄个机会咯。
He would have thought he had a chance.
我对到迄个什么啊？出事我冇迄个机会咯。
Based on birth order, he was next.
所以我跟你讲，伊头壳伊，我当安尼想啊。
And he could have thought that way.
这是第二个原因啊。
That's the second fact.
第三个原因，第六节内面讲啊。
Verse 6, we have a third fact.
伊讲什么啊？伊真缘投啊。
He was handsome.
我跟你讲，缘投真重要啊。
You know that handsomeness is very important.
啊，伫这个时阵哦，你知影，你的扫罗。
So you know that when Saul became king, he was known as a very handsome king.
So 我你讲哦，缘投真重要啊。
Because handsomeness is very important.
啊，真侪少年女的吼，计爱缘投的
啊。A lot of young women want to be with someone handsome.
啊，你知影台湾选举的时啊
？You know when the Taiwanese elections came around?
然后较早一任的总统，一任是女的吼，蔡英文。
Right now we have a woman as president. But the term before her was taken by Ma
Ying-jeou.
And I read an essay one day.
他說什麼? 馬英九贏其中一個很重要的原因是他得到很多女的票。
And the essay stated that Ma Ying-jeou became president because all the women voted for him.
幹哪一家?
And why is that?
他馬英九贏頭啊。
Because he looks good.
我跟你說啊,演頭的很多人真不錯啊, 很多人真愛啊。
That people support you when you are handsome.
我問你啊,
Let me ask you.
馬雲啊, 你知道馬雲嗎?
You know 馬雲?
啊? Jack Ma.
You know Jack Ma?
Alibaba.
From Alibaba.
啊, 演頭不?
Does he look good?
啊? 演頭不, 你看?
Does he look good?
哦, 我看到他的臉喔,
No, when I first saw his face,
sorry, 我說一句話,
allow me to say, pardon me for saying,
我看到他的臉像老狗臉啊,
that I thought he looked like a monkey.
啊, 真是真沒演頭啊,
he is not handsome at all.
但是現在喔, 很多人, 我跟你說啊, 你要提, 買, 這個, Jack Ma不?
But ladies, would you marry Jack Ma?
啊? 可能你買了啊,
you might.
啊, 你知道中國人啊, 我一次在中國, 我看到西衫啊,
Now once I saw a shirt in China,
女的喔, 它寫三個字啊,
and it had three words on it,
叫做白富美,
it says pretty, rich, and beautiful, yeah. white, fair,
白,
yeah. fair skinned, rich, and beautiful.
所以這是代表中國愛的女的就是這樣啊, 又白, 又有錢, 又什麼啊,
And that is the criteria that Chinese are looking for in women. Someone fair-skinned, rich, and pretty.
男的呢, 三字啊, 另外三字啊,
But the male version of the shirt had three words.
是什麼啊?
And they were
高富帥,
tall, rich, and handsome.
啊, 他愛那個什麼啊? 那個流的,
tall,
什麼第二, 有錢,
rich,
第三,
and
眼頭的,
handsome.
但是你注意去看哦,
But you may notice that they share one word in common.
是錢啊,
rich.
我相信人也愛水,人也愛眼頭啦,
because young people tend to want someone attractive.
所以你若眼頭喔, 結婚啊,
and you get points for being good looking.
有沒有?
Right?
你若女的若較水, 你若是結婚啊,
Whether you're pretty or handsome, that's extra points.
我問了, 你若較眼頭較要有錢, 你愛什麼啊?
But what's better, someone handsome or someone rich?
啊? 有錢還是眼頭?
Someone handsome or someone rich?
你若有錢是讓你開啦,
Now money is for you to spend,
但是眼頭讓你看啦,
Handsomeness is for you to admire.
有人跟我說錢比眼頭更重要,
But some people tell me they'd rather have someone rich than someone handsome.
為什麼? 因為到50年後他的眼頭也沒有了啦,
Because they think that 50 years from now he won't be handsome anymore anyway.
但是錢繼續有錢開更重要,
But he might still be rich by then.
但是無論怎樣那些人站起來喔, 那是眼頭夠行頭, 你知道嗎?
But either way, it's a fact that someone who is tall and handsome will come across as very admirable.
為什麼這個重要啊?
And that is important because
因為那不重要, 上帝不會讓作者說他真眼頭, 你明白嗎?
We know it's important because it is mentioned by the authors of the Bible.
所以他也就說你看,
And so they were stating the facts. There was no successor named.
啊, 你看我現在排第四, 現在頭頂沒人了,
he was the eldest by birth order now.
然後說下去, 欸, 你看我眼頭啊,
and he was handsome.
第四個原因啊,
and the fourth fact
他人也不是很壞啊,
is that he made pretty good friends too.
你記得你到路尾你看有兩個人支持他啊,
there were two people who supported him.
一個是誰啊? 是約押,
One was Joab.
約押本身是大必的元帥啊,
and you know that Joab was the general under David.
啊, 這個真夠打戰的一個人啊,
he was a great war hero.
另外一個是阿托利亞, 阿托比亞,
and you had Abiathar.
阿托比亞, 這是誰啊? 是祭司啊,
and Abiathar was the priest that supported Adonijah.
這個人本身啊, 會說是大必真好真好真堅心的一個朋友,
and you may consider Abiathar the priest as a good friend of David.
因為你在看十摩尼記下的時候, 你就看到有真正的時候, 這個人是下次是大必的好朋友,
because the book of 2 Samuel shows us that David was quite close with Abiathar.
所以換一句話說,
in other words,
你說我有將軍的支持啊,
Adonijah had the support of a general.
啊，你看这个时阵有啥啊？有这四个支持啊。
And a priest.
都未歹啊。
Not bad.
所以呢，在这个贵的环境来讲哦。
And so when you look at the circumstances.
伊我当自尊讲啥物啊？哇，这下我当最王。
Adonijah could have the facts to support his claim that he would be king.
但是伊正正。也是死在那个所在。
But that is also where he went wrong.
因为吼，伊若无要自尊要做王，到落尾伊袂死啊。
He wouldn't have died if he hadn't exalted himself as a future king.
但是伊看到哦，现在无继承人。
Well, he observed and he said that there were no other successors.
你看我现在是搁沿道搁到亚迄个新婚咯，因为我是王子，所以是我的。
He figured that he was the oldest next in line.
然后，佫有人要支持我。
And that he was the most handsome and the one supported.
哇，我最王了。
And he thought he could be king.
但是我要讲一句话，兄弟姊妹。
But brothers and sisters, allow me to say.
虽然你有这款外在的环境。
External circumstances.
这款物件拢是上帝给咱的恩典，对不
？Maybe by God's grace too.
但是咱唔通将咱的信心。建立在这块的环境的里面。
But our external circumstances should not be the thing that upon which we found our faith.
唔能讲，哎呀，我有自信，因为这块物件我给我。
We can't expect us to feel great self-confidence because of what we have externally.
诗篇不讲这句话。
In Psalms it says.
伊讲高举唔是对东南西北来。
My help is not from north and south and east and west. I boast not.
乃是对耶和华而来。
But I boast in the strength of the Lord.
对不？撒迦利亚里面嘛讲，唔是我靠才能，唔是我靠势力，乃是我靠什么
？We are also told.
耶和华的灵该。
That we do things not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以基督徒本身啊。
And so as Christians.
未做有自信啊。
We should not be self-confident.
啊，你哋要加油啊！
What should we be then?
那反倒等基督徒，咱就将咱的生命信靠上啊。
As Christians, we should be entrusting our lives to Jesus.
不是建立在自己的，不是建立在环境的。
We shouldn't be exalting ourselves or basing our strength on our circumstances.
乃是看耶和华自己本身。
But we boast in the Lord.
但是真侪时阵，咱看这样的环境，咱感觉哎呦，我都袂歹啊。
A lot of the time, we look at our circumstances and we think highly of ourselves.
然后你看完这样的客观的因素，你看我当做什么做什么做什么。
We state the facts and we think we're all that.
那提起呗，到落尾，咱是愈惨。
That will only make us worse.
因为安尼去做，咱无活靠耶和华。
Because when we base our strength and our identity on our external circumstances, we do not base it on Christ.
所以你看咪，这个阿多尼亚伊就。设了一个宴席。
Adonijah made a banquet.
Okay, 伊伫这个温雅吉这个所在。
He went to En-Rogel.
然后伫迄个所在请真侪人来。
And he invited all his brothers and the king's sons and everyone else.
但是有一个伊无请。
But he left out someone.
是所罗门。
Solomon.
因为伊知影讲，这个可能是伊个怎么样，也对得伊无叫。
Because he probably understood that Solomon was a rival.
所以伊要反叛。
And he was trying to grab power.
但是他输。
But he lost.
因为若无耶和华命定，无人有法当做王。
Because the king himself was appointed by Jehovah.
若无耶和华带领，无人有法当顺利。
No man can do what he can without Jehovah.
虽然你客观真侪真好的因素。
Even if there are a lot of objective facts supporting us.
但是无神在迄个所在，你永远是失败。
Without God, we still fail.
所以兄弟姊妹，这个是真正阿多尼亚行的唔对。
And brothers and sisters, that is where Adonijah went wrong.
所以我感觉我咱应该要做什么
？And what we ought to do？
所以咱若假使有一个真好外在环境，咱就感谢上帝。
Is that we give thanks for the good favorable external circumstances？
这个物件拢拢是对耶和华来，咱
感恩。We're all by God's grace alone, and we give thanks for that.
但是唔通用这上帝好难这个物件。
But we should never take pride in what God has given us.
唔当以上帝好啊，这个物件，咱以为咱是比别人更加好。
We should not think. We should not think that we are any worthier than other people because of what God has given us.
咱若安尼想，咱的自高。
Because when we take pride in the wrong things, we boast of ourselves.
然后咱以为我下迄个。
And we think we are worthy of something.
到落尾，咱是失败。
And then we fail.
所以兄弟姊妹，有枪就做哦，唔通头伤大啦。
And so, brothers and sisters, let's keep the size of our head in check.
啊，唔通大头。
Let's not think too highly of ourselves.
保留你真侪真好嘅恩赐。
Maybe you're very talented in a lot of things.
唔通咱死伫个所在。
But we fail when we take pride in that.
阿多尼亚到罗马城实是灭亡。
Adonijah was on the road to utter destruction.
我爱姊妹，你大家人拢蒙恩蒙福。
And brothers and sisters, I want all of us to be blessed.
所以鼓励大家做一项。
And so I encourage all of us.
咱若被管教。
That when we are disciplined,
咱感恩。
We should give thanks.
咱若有忧愁的时阵，咱感恩。
When we are displeased by life, we should give thanks.
上帝有咧做管教的工作。
Because God also disciplines us.
咱做父母，咱就管教咱的囡仔。
And parents should discipline their children.
囡仔当父母来咧管教咱，咱就感恩，好不？
And children should give thanks if they have parents to discipline them.
所以咱若有管教，咱就无去再强强依偎。
And so that none of us would be devoid of discipline and think that we are worthy.
另外一方面，当上帝给咱真多恩赐，咱不当以为咱家己配得什么。
But when God has given us all those blessings, we should not exalt ourselves.
因为咱不配的。
Because we are unworthy.
各项皆是恩典。
Everything is by grace alone. Because the moment we think we are worthy, we are on the road to destruction. We may be talented. We may be wealthy. But it is all by God's grace. There is nothing of which we can boast. And when we humble ourselves and follow the Lord's leading, God blesses us. Okay?Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we weather the storms of life, as we go through the hills and the valleys of our path on earth, may we always remember that there is nothing we can take pride in. There is nothing that we can use to exalt ourselves.Because everything is by your grace alone. May our identity, may our goals, may our hopes, may everything, every decision we make be based on who you are and what you want for our lives. Because your glory is the only glory that matters. In Jesus' name we pray.